got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. It's tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Jump off that sofa. Let's kick it off.
I know that we'll have a ball. If we get down and go out and just lose it all. I feel stressed out. I wanna let it go. Let the way I face out and losing all control.
Fill up my cup. Mazel tov. Look at her dancing. Just take it off. Let's paint the town. We'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it. And do it. And do it. Do it. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Cause I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling.
Tonight's the night.
Hey!
Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Okay.
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my God.
Like on my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it. And do it. And do it. Do it. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock.
Rock. Rock. Rock. Rock.
Easy come. Easy go. Now we on top.
Top. Top. Top. Top.
Feel the shot. Body rock. Rock it. Don't stop.
Stop. Stop. Stop. Stop.
Round and round. Up and down. Around the clock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, and Sunday. Keep it, keep it, keep it with us. You know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day. And I'm feeling
that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
And once again, good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's live Brossard-Scott doubleheader, the boys' game in the books. Brossard wins that one, a score of something 83-75, something of that nature. And for the moment, control our destiny at 2-0 in the district with the Calvary Christian Cougars. Yet on our dance card. Dave Schaubel, Dan Schultz, this is going to be a quick pregame. 4 minutes, 18 seconds on the clock and running. And normally this would be a high-profile, big district seeding game. But Campbell has beaten both of us, and Calvary does not have a team. So pretty much we know we're going to play each other in the district. Campbell sitting in the catbird seat will await us. And the loss to the Camels, the only one, the Mustangs, Here I say Mustangs. I get on everybody else for calling them Mustangs. The Lady Stangs come in 20-1. And that loss to Campbell County is the only loss we have taken this season. Scott comes in 7-12 off a 13-13 year where they lost to us two times last season, but narrowly 45-41, 46-39. It's always a pretty good battle when these two teams get together.
Well, I think you mentioned it on the website. Really, this game is who's going to wear the home uniforms in the 2-3 game. It's pretty much the truth. I don't know how much either team's going to show each other. I mean, we've seen each other on film, I'm sure. Probably scout them in person and all that. So, you know, for us, I think it's a good game to be playing. Obviously, without playing all week, with the big day we got coming up
heading
Sunday.
Heading back to Owensboro on Sunday, yes.
So, I mean, this is, I don't know how much practice time they got in, and that's for all teams in the area. But, it looks like the girls are loose. They know this is not a do-or-die game out there. Go out and play their game and get a little warm-up for the weekend and have fun and come out of it uninjured.
Yes, sir, and we look forward to seeing them back in Owensboro Sunday morning. It's going to be a busy week. We're leaving tomorrow at noon. I don't even know who I'm riding with, somebody. And then we spend the overnight Saturday night in an 8 a.m. in the morning game in Owensboro for us. It's a kind of whirlwind, and hopefully somehow we can find a way to beat the home team, Owensboro Catholic. I'm sure they're very good and very comfortable playing on the 94-foot floor at the Sports Center and can somehow make our way to the championship game at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, make that trip worthwhile and memorable.
Exactly. Yeah, we watched them play before us there at Owensboro Catholic. Like you mentioned, that you can throw a rock from the gym and hit their school. It's their home floor. I'm sure even though 8 o'clock in the morning, they'll have a good crowd there and they'll out crowd us, so to speak, because of the distance and the time. The team that moves the ball pretty well, they didn't have any big superstars that we saw. They're all no big girls, they're all kind of the same size and play for each other. So it's going to be a challenge for sure. A lot of things going against us is because of our travel and our home floor.
Right. All right, well, that's then, and this is now 1:06 on the clock. Both teams return to our bench. Our ladies wearing our visiting green uniforms, white trim letters and numbers, and Hialeah pink shoes, ready to do battle. They have not played since participating Friday morning, defeating, who'd we defeat Friday morning?
Danville Christian.
In what was kind of a surprisingly easy victory for our ladies. All right, we await the introduction of the starting lineups. Eric Pouncey, the head coach of the Scott Lady Eagles. Aaron Stamm, the director of your Brossard Lady Stangs.
Yeah, I believe Scott is, and you're probably going to go over stats now, but led by Noelle Price. But
no, go ahead.
They've had some injuries for sure. I think I see a couple girls over there on the injured list. But they don't have a senior on the team. They're a young team, Price being their leader. Was she averaging almost 18 a game, and only a sophomore. So, and I remember last year she was a really nice player, and, she's going to be a force out there, but see what they get out of the rest of them. I know some of their injuries are big injuries for them.
Right. Brossard led by Kylie Smith at 18, Grayley Kramer at 12, Evanston Shoemaker 8 apiece. We score 63 a game, and the Eagles score 48. First out of the introduction gauntlet, number 11, the sophomore, Kylie Smith. Wearing number 1, Lily Myers, the point guard. Here comes the shooter, Grayley Kramer. Big game against big showing in the All-A State to date. Here comes number 13, and that is Hadley Evanston. And rounding out the Lady Stangs, 5 will be number 22, Rachel Shoemaker, the Bishop Brossard Lady Stangs Swiss Army Knife.
That's a good description of Rachel.
Well, I stole it kind of from Aaron Stamm, who was describing her a little bit in his post-game interview. For the Lady Eagles, Molly Parada will be the first out. Here is a sophomore, wears 22, and she is the leading scorer, Noelle Price. Little bitty thing.
Yep.
But wearing number one, Kaylee Miller. Wearing number 33, Ava Carl. And rounding out the Lady Eagle 5, wearing number 15, Morgan Bartlett. All right, hopefully this game will be less stressful than the one just concluded. And we are about ready to get it on. Dan Schultz to bring you the action, and
same.
We will look for a good performance here from our girls who look to go 21-1.
If you listen to the first game, something to note here, the same three officials stuck around
doing
our game, so let's see how that works out.
I was not impressed.
As I said, let's see how this works out. So Haley, the jump setter, ball's about to go in the air, and we control a tip. Grayley's got it. Nice crossover dribble, spin dribble up, left hand, no good. Rebound pulled down by Haley, up, no good, but she's fouled on the shot. So she's going to go to the line in the first 6 seconds of the game. The foul's going to be on Bartlett, her first.
So we control the tip. Grayley attacks, and then two Lady Stangs battle for possession, put it up. Hadley Evanston gets the whistle.
First one good. On the board first. 1-0 lead. Hadley spins the ball. Right hander up. And it's good.
Two of a kind bookends. Evanston.
Rossford coming with that fat-knit press. And we get a foul right on the first pass in on Kylie. So a quick foul.
84 feet away from their hoop.
Yep, and gonna inbound again here. Price has it.
He needs it.
Throws it right to Shoemaker. Evanston up two. 2 points. Hadley Evanston on the pass from Rachel Shoemaker. Russell on that press. 4-0 lead. Scott breaks it. Gets it across half court. Little shot pick up. No good. Rebound. And a stick back attempt by Bartlett that she's fouled on the shot. She's going to go to the line. Fouls on Lily.
Yeah, at this rate, we're going to shoot 100 free throws.
Yep, free throw shooting competition might break out.
Scott ladies wearing those, this one anyway, wearing those flamingo pink shoes.
Yep. First one, no good off the back of the rim. That's Bartlett. She'll shoot one more. 7:32 remaining. Just underway. Second one up, and it's good. Rattles in.
4-1 ball game early on.
Also going to bring it up. Scott's going to pick up half court. Long pass over to Grayley. Back to Rachel. Comes out. Faces up. Back out to Lily. We're going to set it up. Comes left side. Picks up her dribble. That's to Rachel. Turns and faces the free throw line. Kicks it out to Grayley. Three-pointer in the air. Nothing. Rebound. Pulled down or saved in by...
Great save.
Yes. By Smith. Over to Shoemaker, and Evanston missed a 15-footer, and Scott pulls down a rebound. But good hustle there by our girls. In the 4-1 ball game.
Rather be a little wild on our shots here today.
There's Rachel taking it away, just throws it up long. Smith up, 2 points.
That's
quick
the
two
baby,
for Kylie.
Baby Justin Sider jump stop shot.
Here comes Price, right at the elbow, up, no good, looking for a rebound, pulled out by Evanston. Gives it to Smith. Gonna run. It over to Rachel. Skip over the wing. Lily going to drive.
Good
nobody
drive.
Around
good
her.
Take.
Left-handed up.
Yep.
Very good take.
Pretty.
Quick timeout.
And they're in trouble as we are picking them apart early on in the first minute and a half of this ball game. The Brossard girls out to an 8-1 lead.
That's a quick full timeout. Called by Coach Pouncey. 6:33 to go in the first period.
Now, they probably need to really slow it down, pack it in, and hope we don't have our shooting shoes on.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I think we've learned we can really play either style, but a sped-up game like we're making do here with that press is, you know, kind of bodes to us for sure.
All right. out of the timeout. It will be a Scott Lady Eagle basketball. And they will have the length of the floor to go.
You mentioned you haven't seen these officials. The gentleman inbound the ball, I've seen him before, but I don't know about the other two. Not real.
They're not our
familiar.
Normal.
No, right. Obviously, this is a 10th region game, so they're out of the bluegrass. But
right.
Bryce splits the traps. He's going to dribble it across. Pass over to Miller. Miller looks to drive. Gives it up. Skip pass way over here. That's Carl on the drive. Throws it up and in. 2 points on the drive. Ava Carl.
Running right-hander. Up and good.
Back down. Shoemaker into Evanston. Strong through contact. No call. Rebound pulled down by Prada. Swings to the cost. Picked up by Grayley. Still with the ball in her hand. Gives up on the drive. Throws it to Grayley. She don't play for Scott. Here comes Grayley on the run. Splits right through two. Gets fouled up. No good. She's going to go to the line. So two free throws coming for Grayley Kramer. The foul's going to be called on, I believe, 10.
Aaron Stamm, the man in black today. Black pants, black
little tunic. Johnny Cash action.
Yeah.
Oh, Grayley's at line. First one up. And it rattles home. She'll get another. She's got it. Thinks about it. One dribble up. And it's good. 2 of 2 that trip for Grayley Kramer. Bryce gets it. She's going to, we're going to call here. They're going to call block, I believe, on Grayley. Right in front of the scorer's table here.
Yep.
Bryce tried to get through her, and they're going to call the foul. So, third team foul already. We're back to action here. Bryce has it. Over to Miller. Miller
trying
to dump down.
Slip.
Yep, we read it out. Grayley's got it. Down the middle of the floor. Kicks it out. 3-point in the air. Kylie Smith, a little short. Rebound, fall floor. Evanston's got it. Gets fouled up. No call and makes it.
Right into the hands. That rebound right into the hands of Hadley Evanston.
So here's Scott's press break. Give it to Price and let her dribble through it. And she does. Oh, going to call that.
That one got away from her.
Miller lost the ball, but they retain possession. Price has it. Long 3-pointer in the air. No good. Looking for a rebound. Hadley's got it. Turns around. Throws it on the floor. She's going to the house. Up.
Yep.
Gets fouled. Count it. They're going to call a charge. And you got to be kidding me.
Well,
that's what you got to be doing.
We were multiple choice on them in the boys' game for sure.
I mean, that's just a bad call.
Aaron Stamm.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, he is.
So, it is what it is.
That was terrible.
Price across. Dumped down. Taken away by Kylie. 3-on-1 break, and Kylie got it. So
and she just got rocked.
Yeah.
Trying to split defenders.
Yeah, just an old game for the weary here so far. Lily comes to get you. See, let's set it up. Holds the ball high, puts it on the floor. Stop, go. Picks up her dribble. Puts it around. Rachel comes and gets it way out high.
Good spacing.
Yep. Dumped down to Hadley. 3-pointer there. Smith looks good. A little long. She's fouled on the three. So she's going to go to the line, I believe, for three.
Both she and the defender,
yep.
Cadence Charles, I believe.
It
maybe,
is.
Maybe not.
It is who checked in the
went
game.
To the deck on that one.
What are we calling? So we're not calling them on the
I
shot?
I thought we were shooting three.
How in the world do you do that after the shot? Goodness gracious. Okay, we inbound. Play on. There's a reach by Price.
Yep,
no call.
No call.
Smith, Price on her. Kylie, a little dribble here. Gets rid of it. Over to Rachel. Rachel, ball fake up. Get in there.
It was great
she
that she saw that she had the half step to the hoop.
Yep.
Move there and took,
took it. So that's the second quick foul on Charles. And this time we are going to shoot him. Rachel's going to go to the line for two. 12-3 ball game, 4:28 to go first period. Lady Stang's in the lead, and Rachel misses the first. Stang getting an explanation from Mr. Official there. I'm not sure what he could tell. That'd be truthful. But it is what it is.
I mean, you know, you got two calls where we should be shooting three,
right.
And we should have... you know, been shooting five, actually.
Yeah, right. Rachel hits the second one. Scott almost gets it across. There's a double dribble. Scott keeps possession. 3-pointer in the air. Long, need a rebound. Scott pulls the rebound down. That was Bartlett with a 3-point attempt. Price has it behind the back dribble. She is quick. Man, she's quick.
Yeah, she's quick.
Goodness gracious.
Really crosses over well.
Yeah, she got fouled on the floor here by Rachel. So her first. We got all five starters with a foul now, and they're in the bonus.
So with 4:09 remaining here in the first period. period. Lady Stangs on top, 13-3. Both teams will shoot the double bonus. Did I say that I thought maybe we would shoot 100 of them tonight?
Well, you did. Bryce hits the first one. So it makes it a 13-4 ball game. She's going to get another. Stam looking for an explanation on that. Second one, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kylie. Good, strong rebound. She's going to bring it across. Ball in her right hand. Bryce on her. Good matchup there because she's quick, and so is Kylie. So Haley, step, go, up. Nice.
Beautiful.
Good take care by Haley Everson.
Another baby jump stop. And
8 points in the quarter by Haley. There's a steal by Grayley. Over to Rachel. Going to call a jump ball. That's not a bad call there.
No. She really put her head down into the defender on that one.
Yep. So the ball
I would have taken a held ball. I would have taken a travel call, anything of that sort.
Scott with the arrow, an inbound to Price. Price does pass it across. It'll dump down over, and they throw it out of bounds. It's going to go back to Brossard. So they had a 2-on-1 break there and couldn't convert. So back to Brossard basketball. Lily's going to inbound to Kylie. Back to Lily. She's going to bring it up. 15-4 ball game. 3:38 to go. Lily's across. Ball to the left hand. Into Rachel at the elbow. Turns. Face. Goes. Back out to Kylie. Three-pointer.
Air ball. Air ball.
Out of bounds. Scott going to take possession. Cassidy Ennis. Ennis going to check into the ball game for Scott. Placing Charles, who has second. Ennis, the PA. I said, Scott dribbles across, dumped down. That's a nice. They broke out pretty easily.
Yep. Yes, sir.
That's 2 points. Morgan Bartlett on the fast break.
So
Rachel has it down low. Decides to bring it out. Haley on the cutter. Nice job. She hit Kylie on the break. She gets fouled by Price, which is that's her first. That's her fifth. Shooting foul regardless, but it's going to be a long 3 minutes and 10 seconds potentially here.
So Kylie will be the fourth Lady Stang to shoot free throws in the first quarter, and she hits the first. One remains, 16-6. Lady Stang's showing a little superiority early, and two of a kind for Kylie Smith.
What we got here? Hello, our girls. I didn't see it. I was writing the...
They're going to
lay
violation. So this is the shot not taken.
Yep, so cross that one off.
So
she hit the free throw, but we must have had one of our players in the lane.
Obviously pretty good at picking out lane violations.
Yeah, I didn't see it. So
30
per second.
Timeout. Somebody going to take a timeout and talk about it.
Damn, Dad, that's hard.
With 3:10 to play here in the first quarter. Scott, you know, they got a couple nice players. I like you. You're talking about Noelle Price, the queen of the crossover.
Yes.
Dribbles it a little bit more in front of herself than I like, but she's low enough to the ground that, you know, these aren't big high bounces, and she is effective with them.
Well, she's quick. You're not going to find anybody any quicker with a dribble or her feet. She's got really quick feet, which has given Kylie some, not problems, but, you know, good competition when Price is on the defensive end.
We are about a head taller than these people. We are.
They aren't very tall. So Scott the inbound, first pass into Price, gets the ball. We're trying to trap. She keeps the dribble. Getting close here. Now we do trap her. Long pass, and they get it across somehow. And they're going to set up some offense for, obviously, the man-to-man. Avery Reholder in the ball game replaces Lily Myers. Didn't see Avery check in. Price has it again. Over on the spectator side, wing. Kylie on her. Uses the screen, but picked up nicely by Haley. Long three-pointer in the air, and it's good.
Nothing but net from about 24 out.
Lily's going to go back to the table and check in. Here comes Kylie. A little bounce pass up in. Two points. Haley Evanston having a big quarter and a great assist by Kylie Smith.
8 points.
Ooh, there's a dump down, but Grayley read it out. She's going to bring it up. Coming up the right-hand side. Crosses over to the left. Straight up. Up in.
Wow.
2 points. Just went through traffic. Determined.
Split two defenders and scored in traffic.
Just determined to get it in. Scott inbounds a pass, and Price drives a throw it over, and Weholder deflects it out of bounds. So Kylie Smith's going to take a break as Illy checks back in. So 20-9 ball game, 2:09 to go. First pass in the Price. Almost read out there by Lily.
Yeah, Lily could have had that if she had to.
Yeah. Scott did have numbers, but they're going to pull it out. Price has it out the volleyball line. Jacks it up. No good. Rebound pulled down. Granny Kramer turns to play point guard. Gets it across. Straight
she's
through. Up
stopping.
In. Yes. Left hand on the half. To the house.
How in the world can you attack full speed left side and put up such a soft touch shot? That's a thing of beauty.
Rebound into the house. And another quick timeout, 30-second timeout called by Scott.
22-9 ball game. Brosser just across the board, better, bigger, more experienced, talented. You know, we've been to the Lady of the South tournament, which we won. We have been to the All-A regional, which we won. We have been to the All-A state, which we have won two games that we have appeared in down there. And back home again for a Friday night primetime event here in Taylor Mill.
Which is part of the reason you play the Queen of the South tournaments and things like that.
Right.
You know, you're getting used to the hotel and different game times and all that. And, you know, hopefully that bodes well come this Sunday. Nice.
Great run, jump, trap. And Price, absolutely. And she disappeared in there.
She did. But off of Rachel. So Price is going to inbound right in front of their bench. They do get it into Prada. She's going to dribble it across to her left hand, getting bumped. Up. She got bumped on the way of the basket that time and got fouled. So it's going to be on Avery, I believe. Yeah, 24 on Weholder. So that's her first. That's going to send Molly Parada to the line for two. I keep thinking it's not the first quarter, but it's still the first quarter. And first one good. Lucy Ganuli going to check in the ball game, replacing Grayley.
Parada becomes the fourth Lady Eagle to put ink in the book.
22-10 ball game, minute 37, first period, make it 22-11. Hits them both. Lily gets it across. Nobody's going to stop her. She does kick it out, and Haley wasn't ready for it. I'm with you, Haley. I thought she was going for the layup, but she did kick it out for about a 17-footer, but out of bounds, so Scott's going to take possession. Cross over that 11-point lead. And 31 to go. Cleaning up some water. Scott looking inbound. Gets the Price. Stop, go. Dribble across. So we're just slowing her down. That's all we're doing. She's almost taking it away. Gets around Weholder.
She really gets low on the dribble.
Yeah, she lowered her shoulder right into Lily. And they're going to call that on her. But, you know, that's you're always at a disadvantage defensively. And that was a good example.
Now, these guys will call fouls on the drive. You know, whether they're out of control or whatever. We saw that in the boys' game.
First one good by Price. We'll get one more. Two or three on the night so far from the line.
Jake Omer says, can I come back and play with these guys calling the game?
Yeah. She misses the second. We get the rebound. We hit her on a run. Goes up. Nice job. Protected the defender with her left side and threw it up with the right hand. Nice two-point basket.
We hold her one on two. I was anxious to see what she was going to do.
Price
right
again.
Now, this is a game of whoever gets it. They're driving it all the way to the hole and hoping that they break through with the ball or draw a foul. And drawing a foul is what Noelle Price has done.
Yeah, that's her game. So that was on Lucy Gadoli, her first, and Price hits the first free throw. Offensively, that's like you pretty much said, that's what they want to do, get it and drive. Still over a minute to go, minute seven to go, 24-13. She misses the second free throw. Rachel has it, and ball deflected out of bounds by Price. It's going to stay with Brossard. Brossard has committed 18 fouls this period, so could be a long game, as you mentioned. Smith has it. Price on her. Looking for a screen. She just pushed Weholder out of the way, and they let her do it.
Ooh.
Kylie Smith to the house. 2 points, Kylie Smith from the left side.
Kylie put up an underhanded prayer and high enough off the board and found its mark.
She
took a free step.
So little Bryce thought about it. She's out here at the volleyball line. She's closer to us than she is to the rim, but she's
right.
going to jack it. We hold her on her. Bryce uses the screen.
Jacking.
Yep, and pulled down by Everson. A good, strong rebound.
28.
She's going to turn and go. She's going.
She's not stopping.
Nope. And the ball.
Bodies are flying.
And the ball loose on the floor.
Oh,
still loose. Kylie's
my.
Had it. And they're going to call a
Lord
charge.
Lord have mercy.
So that's going to be a charge called on Kylie Smith.
You know, I remember Bill Petty once and went to scout somebody, and somebody said, "What'd you see?" And he went,
That's a wiggly line.
That's what we're seeing
yeah.
here.
Yep. Almost 15 seconds ago, 26-13 ball game. Scott trying to get it across, and they do. They're looking for Price. That's her offense. Oops. That's Prada looking to drive. She throws one up off the window. No good. Rebound pulled down by Weholder. 2 seconds, 1 second. We're going to call a foul against Weholder with 0.1 second
not
on the clock.
Smart. Nope, that was
10.
Whatever the boys have, the Lady Eagles, they're committing a foul in the backcourt with time expiring and
yep.
stopping the clock.
So Avery's going to get two free throws with 0.1 on the clock. First one is up.
Yes,
good. Good job by Avery. She'll shoot another. A lot of fouls. Six committed by Scott and eight by us in the first period. Avery's going to get
wow.
one more.
If this was, we're back to the old one-and-one rule.
Yeah.
Lord, it would be a very long second quarter coming up.
Yeah, no good on the second one, and the first period finally ends.
All right, we put 27 on the board, and that is a 108-point-per-game pace. We shot 3, 5, 7, 9 free throws. We connected on 7 of them, and we move on to the second quarter comfortably in front, 27-3. Nope, 13.
Yeah, 27-13. They 13. Were 6-10. From the line for that period. So there are 10 free throws. And what did you say? 9, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. Yep. So 19 free throws in the first period. A little unusual. But we'll take 7 to 9 any day from the line.
Yeah, sure. Kind of a physical team. The defense is challenging the drivers to come on in and put it up and making them pay the price when they do.
So, two on Myers, two on Smith, one for Gadoli, one Hadley Everson, one Shoemaker, one Weehorter, one on Grayley Kramer, two on Parada, two on Charles, one on Bartlett, one on Price. So, a pure plethora of fouls in that first period.
All right, it will be a Lady Stang ball to start the second period. Up 27-13, here we go.
Rachel gets it in to Kylie. Run the point. Gets it across half court. Price on her. Between a leg dribble. Dribbles to the left. Rachel has it. Free throw line. Turn. Face. Kicks it out to Grayley. She's at the point. Ball to the right hand. Look the dump. Fake the dump down there to Hadley. Smith comes and gets it out high. Directing a little traffic. Still directing traffic. Pass fake. Haley has a free throw line. Ain't going to stop her.
Good
up.
Strong
move. Oh, just thought, God, that was Rachel. I thought Haley got her own. Rachel pulled down a rebound. Out to Gadoli. Smith dumped down to Haley. She's going to try it again. Turns. Lowers that shoulder. Goes in strong. And she's fouled on the shot. So here we go again at the free throw line. Fouls on Carl. That's her first. And the first of this quarter. Haley's going to shoot two more. Haley with 10 points on the night already. And the first one up. It's good. She'll get a second. Makes it a 28-13 ball game. 7:22 go, second period. Second free throw in the air, just like
whoosh.
The first. 2-2 on that trip.
4-4 on the night.
Ball into Price. Russell looking to trap. She gets rid of it. I thought Grayley was going to get that. She didn't. Nice job by Ina. She just went right around it, but Smith comes and gets it. So they're in half court. She went out on the Eagle logo. One-handed pass over to the wing. Carl looking to drive. Gives it back up to Price. Rice thinking about a three, still thinking about it. Now she's going to pull it out and direct a little traffic. Way out high again on half court.
She wants a high ball screen, I think.
Yep. Behind the back dribble, almost lost it.
And then a slip for a high-low, but she didn't get it.
Still looking back. Went to Carl, back out to Price. Hands in the air, or palms in the air, looking for a little help. Ooh, almost taken away by Grayley. Cut off by Gadooly. Good job there. Lucy cut her off. Good job again by Lucy. Cut her off. Step back.
Got it.
Wow. Step back about 16-footer by Price. That's pretty.
She's pretty good. I enjoy watching her play.
I agree. 29-15 ball game. Smith will bring it across. Coach Stam calls out the play. Conform gets set up. A little four-low action, looks like. Haley comes and gets it at the elbow. Turns and spins. Kicks out Gadooly. Back to Smith. Smith dribbles right side. Behind the back dribble.
And here's
tries to come left. Still has the ball. Gives to Grayley. Grayley looking to drive 300 mile an hour. They're going to call a block. Good take. Nothing wrong with that. Fouls on Carl. That's going to be her second. Team second. Send Grayley to the line where she's 2-2 on the night for two more. First one, it's good. Carl to the bench. I'm not sure who. Oh, Charles back in. Cadence Charles back in. Second one, no good. Fought for the rebound. Pulled down by Kaylee Miller Scott. Gets it to Price. Price behind the back dribble. Picked up by Smith. Good job there by Kylie. Price going to dribble way back high. Almost to half court. Top of the key. Gets rid of it. Over to Miller. Miller looking to get around Rachel. And ball taken away by Grayley. Two on one break. Up in. Grayley Kramer. Two more.
Amazes me how she put up that shot.
Oh, good deflection. And we do end up with Kylie batted that about three times. Got it long hand.
There's another one coming up.
Oh, a little short.
And I love the jump stop.
Yeah, but we pulled down the rebound. Ball fought for, we're going to call here.
I don't know. Blow the whistle,
something,
sir.
Refs in my way.
Blow the whistle, please.
Finally called a held ball with about four girls on the ground. So.
You know, that's a deal where when the ball in there, just blow the whistle. If the other coach says it's the same courtesy, I would extend to you.
Yeah.
And you play on.
Play on.
Right.
Avery, we hold her back in the game, replacing Lucy Gadooly. Possession arrow will go to Scott. Price is going to bring it up. We hold her on her. Moving those feet. Got a tall task, but she's doing a good job.
Look at that behind the back dribble. Sweet.
Kicks it over. Over to Enos. Back to Price. Looking to drive. Almost lost it. Still has the ball in her hand. Yeah. Still has it. Back to the left.
She looks up and she sees a forest of green jerseys.
Yeah, Grayley just intercepted that pass down the middle. One-handed bounce pass over to Rachel. Up in. Assist Grayley Kramer.
Nice.
2 points. Rachel Shoemaker, great job. And another quick timeout here by Coach Pouncey. Full timeout.
Yeah, I'm impressed by how our girls go so hard attacking the rim, yet the shot itself is a very soft touch. High off the glass that has a high percentage chance of scoring, and we are really good at it. Grayley Kramer, Rachel Shoemaker, Hadley Evanston, the best, and they just attack, go strong. Sometimes they end up on the hardwood, you know, on the baseline, but the ball is just gently fluttering through the nets.
Well, here's something we talked about.
That's an acquired skill.
Well, yeah, and we talked about this prior. All those girls can handle the ball.
Yeah.
So, you know, Coach Stam has the pleasure. You know, you're not worried about an outlet pass. You're not worried about finding one of the guards. Turn and go, and that's what we do. Rebounders who's in there fighting muscle and hustling for rebound, turn, put the ball on the floor. And a lot of times beat the defense down the floor. If not, you got to cut her in the other lane. But, I mean, that's a great luxury to have that you're, you know, confident in all your girls with your ball handling skills.
All right, out of the timeout, 4:37 to play in the half. Rosser comfortably in front, 34-15. We're just better than them.
So Bross going to back off and pick up in the half court. Price has it, gets it across. Rachel on her, stop, go, behind the back dribble, almost loses it. Kicks it over to Prada. We hold her on her. Now picked up by Lily. She's going to bring it out high. Lily still guarding her. Still Gardner, still dribbling, gets rid of it. Gets it to Enos. Now she gets back to Price. Price has it. Straight away at the volleyball line, backing up. Track a little traffic with her left hand, ball in the right. Looking for a screen. She don't get it. Rachel's on her, almost took it away. Behind the back dribble, still dribbling, gets rid of it. Three-pointer there by Prada, and it's good. Got straight it. Away.
That was created by the tenacity of Noel Price.
Yes.
Taking on the bigs, drawing a triple team.
Yeah. So, Frosser back on offense. Myers has it. She throws it away. Intercepted. Prada going to the house. Right-hand layup. Up. Good. 2 points on the fast break basket by Molly Prada.
5-0 run.
Yep.
34 now to 20.
Kylie Smith going to check back in. Goes to the table. Lily brings it across. Into Rachel. Has it right at the top of the key. Dumped down to Haley. Or Hadley. Up. Left-handed. 2 points.
Great
Hadley,
big man move. I like drop step.
Yep. Yeah, she catches, know where she was going, spun to the left. Here comes Price, blocked by Shoemaker. Rebound by Weholder, gets it out to Grayley Kramer. Grayley, nice step in reverse. Yeah. Oh, my. I can't even explain that one. Step from
reverse
the right end of the lane.
Under and in.
And finished on the left side of the basket. That is impressive.
Who was that?
Grayley. Yeah. I mean, that is nice. That's really nice move. Scott back on the offense. Having a little trouble. Picks up her dribble. Gets it out high. Enos with it. Now back to Prada. Now Price has it. Shoemaker on her. Picked up by Evanston. Kicks it out. Intercepted by Avery.
Good hands there by Avery Wheeler.
Yep. And then she had it and then triple teamed and then knocked out of bounds off her hands or off her legs. So Scott's going to get underneath her basket. Enos goes out, and Ava Carl back in. Lucy Godoli going to hustle back into the game, too, replacing Lily. Price is going to be the inbounder here. I'm sure they want to get it back to her at some point. Maybe not. About a 18-footer there by Prada. Nice job.
She's hot. 2 threes and 8 points here in the second period.
That was a two, I think.
All right.
That was a two. And as we talk, Evanston goes to the left side and scores. So two more. Hadley Evanston. Yeah, she was between the free throw line and the.
Gotcha.
So Price, step back, 18-footer, no good. Rebound by Grayley. Ball on the floor. Here we go. Just what we talked about. The ball knocked away. They're going to call that foul on Price right at half court. So that's her second. Team's third. Lily checking back in for Lucy.
The fouling has slowed down here in this quarter.
Yes, it has. We haven't committed one, actually, and they've committed three. So under 2 minutes to go, second period. Myers has it. Goes over to the right side. Bounce pass to the free throw line. My Shoemaker. Another 3-foot pass inside to Evanston.
And
I guess you'd call it high low.
Somebody's working on that with these girls.
Yep. Great
I mean,
job.
That's a great big man move. Yep. I mean, that is a, you know, show it one direction, drop step the other, go strong and finish.
A little high low. Oh, the ball is taken away, but knocked away by Grayley. Lily picks it up. Lane was wide open. She kicks out a 3-pointer by Grayley. Ooh, need a rebound, and we're going to get a foul called.
Yeah,
on
we're going to say a little bit.
Yep. So, second foul on Rachel.
Too
our
aggressive.
First of the period. Godoli and Weholder are going to check back in. Minute 24 to go. 42-22. Brossard lead. Kylie and Rachel are going to go to the bench. Brossard are going to stay back and pick up half court. Weholder is going to get the job of Garden Price. Pick her up when she comes across. Moving them feet. Watch her for the screen. Here she comes right. Up. Off the back. Yep. The bottom of the backboard, but going to call a foul here. Maybe on Lucy. 13. No, it's on Hadley. So that's her second. Our second. And that's a shooting foul. And Price is going to go to the line for two more where she is 3-6 so far. Megan. 4-7. Shoemaker and Smith back to the lineup. Evanston and Weholder out. Price has the ball. Eyeing her second one up. Right-hander up. And it's good. Hits them both that time. Minute 10 to go.
Double figures, 10 points for Noel
Lily,
Price.
Stop, go. That is a beautiful move. She missed the left-handed layup, but she just little hesitation move and blew right by a defender. Here comes Scott on the run. Three-point fake by Parada. Still has it. Throws up a runner and bounces out of there. Rebound by Grayley. Put the ball in the floor.
Here we go.
One hand. That was
and
a
we
rocket.
Threw it into the cheerleaders.
Little high, but it was a one-handed pass over top of Tyler. We hold her hustling back in. Haley hustling back. Nope, not Haley. Graber. She started to go, and he told her to stay. So Rachel's going to come out. 48.1 to go. 42-24 ball game. Malia Grisick into the game, replacing Kylie. Little thumbs-up action Price calls as she brings it across. 43 seconds to go. Three-pointer in the air. No good. Looking for a rebound. Hustle four. Who's it going to be? Going to be off of Scott. Kylie back in. Rachel back in. Haley back in. Four. Starting five back in. So Malia out. Avery out. And Lucy out. A little offense or defense action, I assume. 42-24 lead. 35 seconds to go. Lily's going to bring it across. A little pressure by Scott. She gets it across. Dump down.
Great.
Up
wow.
Nice job. Just, I mean, makes it look easy. But we got it.
That was a perfect lob.
30-second timeout. Rostered.
All right. 25.5 remains here in the half. It's been pretty much all Lady Stangs from the tip. We're up 20, 44-24. But, man, we're getting some good individual performances. Molly Parada does a good job. And Noelle Price, she can play for anybody there. Nobody would be kicking her out of the locker room. And Hadley Evanston pitching a huge one for the Lady Stangs. What is that?
20.
20.
Yeah.
20 points first half. Hadley Evanston, yes.
Having a big one. We're also going to be on defense here for the last 25.5 unless we get a turnover. Scott's going to inbound here. Also going to pick up half court. Again, we hold her on Price. Price directing traffic. Dribbles over to the right side in front of the scorer's table, right in front of Coach Stam. Still in the right hand. Dribbles back left. Now Grayley on her on a switch. Trying to get free. Step back three. Straight on. No good. Need a Brosser rebound. Pulled down by Weholder. 5 seconds. Plenty of time.
Rebound and
four,
run.
Three. And ball knocked out of bounds. 1.2 to go. We're going to inbound underneath our basket. Here comes Hadley. Here comes Rachel. Here comes Kylie. Going to try and get a basket here with 1.2 to go.
The boys team tonight hit not one but two buzzer beaters from right across the center court.
Shoot it.
One to end the period and the other to end the half. This is we just kind of lost track of what was happening there.
It's the only thing
time expires, and the Lady Stangs run off to the locker room comfortably in front by 20 here. 44. The pace slows down just a little bit. 27-17. But we will take it. It is Aaron Stam playing a plethora of folks here. And we hold the Lady Eagles to but 11 and lead it to half, 44-24.
At Brossard High School, we believe that championship athletics are the other half of a quality education. Since our boys' cross-country team won our very first KHSAA state championship, 33 more state titles have followed. Last spring, our girls' track team were Class 1A state runners-up with Ava Walters and our 4x800-meter relay team winning state event championships. And in 2022 and 2023, our Lady Stangs were state champions. Last fall, our girls' soccer team were A-state champions. Our varsity athletic teams have won 71 KHSAA district titles, 55 KHSAA regional titles, made over 80 All-A state appearances, captured a pair of All-A state basketball championships, and a few All-A state soccer titles. In addition, we have won over 90 NKAC conference titles. In short, we play for championships. There is a sport for everyone at Brossard High School. We offer boys and girls cross country, boys and girls golf, football, volleyball, boys and girls soccer, boys and girls basketball, softball, boys and girls bowling, baseball, cheerleading, and boys and girls track and field. And oh, did we mention bass fishing? Our bass fishing team placed two groups in the bass fishing state meet this past spring on Lake Cumberland. In addition to freshman JV and varsity teams in most sports, we also offer intramural sports. Our IBL basketball league is wildly popular. Sand volleyball, futsal, and pickleball are also available. If academic competition is your thing, we offer all three levels of academic team competition. Many students have qualified for the state tournament over the last 5 years, and our varsity academics team has been known to dominate local competition. We offer at least 13 different clubs and organizations, including Beta Club, Dance Team, Drama, Seek and Find, Drug Free Club, and various honor societies, a book club, and even a kindness club. There's something for everyone at Brossard High School. Interested in robotics? We challenge you to engage in Vex Robotics. Design, build, and code robots. Come out and find your niche, be it on the hardwood, the gridiron, the diamond, or in the lab or classroom. Be a part of something successful at Brossard High School. You'll be glad you did.
Dave Schaubel, Dan Schultz back here at halftime as the Lady Stangs rolling 44-24 in the Scott Pep band, who played the boys game doing double shift tonight, adding a little spirit and soul to the activities. Dan, this is the 37th Modern History meeting, actually the 38th between our two teams. Brossard leads the series 24-13. We have won seven of the last eight, and you know, looking to be on our way to another victory, and then we will claim the number two seed, and we will see these Scott Lady Eagles again over at the middle school a little later on in February.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember some of these. They've always been good games. Usually, you know, our girls and Scott girls have both had good teams. Some of the names I can remember back from the Scott girls going back. Tibbs, I can remember.
Yeah.
I think she went to Marquette. She was a heck of a player. I can remember when Ritter kind of shutting her down when we beat him at the middle school one year. That was back in, that would have been like 11. Of course, then they had Allie Neese, who seemed like she played here for 15 years, because I think she did play as a sixth grader back then, which you can't even do now. She was a great player. She went to NKU. That's just a couple of big names that stick out. So they've had some good players, and obviously so have we. That's gone on to play college ball, and regardless, still had some good.
Yeah, they have a wall of fame out next to the concession stand.
Yeah,
it's Thousand Points Club is what it is.
Yeah,
but man, the names that are on there on both the boys and the girls side.
Yep,
Jesse Jett. You know, man, I remember watching Jesse Jett play.
Yep.
He was one tough cookie. You know, and then all the great ones. And, of course, the Scott Eagles under Scott Wendroth was regional champions 1 year.
Yep.
That was very, very memorable and, you know, good times. And like I mentioned, the Scott Band, them and the Highlands Bands are the two that stick out most commonly in mind because of, you know, playing at the district and playing in the regional
right.
over all these years. And just add something to it. And, you know, right now their ball club, as you said, is young, you know, and they got something to build on. I like the work that Eric Pouncey does, and he has been here now for quite a number of years and seems to have the interest of building the program back. And we mentioned two young ladies, that Noel Price and Molly Parada, you know, very capable of building around them. What grade is Noel Price?
She's a sophomore.
Wow. She's a good one.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, she's a sophomore. Talking about the games being played here, just one I remember on the boy side. There was a million of them, but when Jennings hit that shot from wherever there that year, I think that it put us up or it tied it like at the buzzer. I mean, we were down and came back, and, you know, that was a game we probably shouldn't have been in or won, but that's just one of the memories
yep.
I can remember here. Jake Jennings.
I remember that. Nate Burst hitting a big shot in here when he was a freshman.
Yeah.
And resulted in us being game winners here.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that would have been
I also
here,
remember
yeah.
Rieger, Eric Rieger, hitting one that gave Mike Code his
that's
300
who I'm thinking of. Not
victory.
That it was Rieger. Yeah, right. It wasn't Jake. It was just, he was
right.
on that team, but
right.
it was.
Right.
Because, well, Jake, I think, was hurt, as a matter of fact.
He may have been.
And so Eric was in. Yeah,
yep.
That's right. It was Rieger. So, sorry, Eric. But, yeah, that was a big, big shot.
All right, 2:15 on the clock. The band plays on. The crowd's pretty much stuck around from the boys' game. And, you know, we will finish this thing out, see how it goes. Hopefully it won't be as rough and tumble. We won't shoot 6 million free throws.
No.
We are up by 20. It's possible that we could get to a running clock. But I would think in this position, having to play again Sunday morning at 8 o'clock and all his main people perfectly healthy,
right.
We're going to see a lot more substitution in the second half than we did the first half.
Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, that's to get everybody some playing time and keep
right.
everybody healthy. I mean, we've, you know, the main cog of girls here certainly had a good workout already. I mean, Haley with 20, that's a nice work already and a half. So, yeah, I would say you're right.
There's the song that I like to hear. Listen to this fight song for the Scott Eagles.
And a very small band in comparison
yeah.
to, like, Campbell County. Or
right.
They've got a ton of kids.
And I was just going to say that, you know, that is not as strong and powerful to where you shake back when they play it as it
yeah.
did over the years. And we had great teams, and they had great teams. Kenny Mueller was the athletic director. Tonight, they brought a sub in off the bench. He hit 2 threes. And I remembered in a district game, they had a big-name player who fouled out. They brought this little skinny kid in, and he hit 2 or 3 threes and beat us. And the last one was at the buzzer, and Kenny Mueller walked by and looked at me and shook his head. I said, hey, put a smile on your face. That was a $5,000 share money shot, you know. So,
yeah,
those were good times. And, you know, some of the great players, the Brad Carr teams that played
right.
here, and you know, always contentious.
Yep.
Fortunately, we were good enough to be able to compete with them and Campbell and everybody else back then.
Absolutely. All right, get ready to go. Looks like it's going to be Brossard ball here to start the third period. Referee's got some words for Rachel. I'm not sure what this is all about, but it's a.
Rachel's almost as tall as he is.
Yeah.
And he is a big, tall drink of water.
Puts it in the Lily. Miller on her all over, as a matter of fact. She gets it across, handles the ball very, very well. Gets to Kylie. There's a cutter by Rachel. She's bumped
oh,
up
man.
And two. Good, strong
save
take.
Some of these. Man, we are finding the hoop tonight on our takes.
Yes. Yeah, but that was a nice cutter. And like you said, Kylie found her. hit the basket. She's going to go to the free throw line for one more.
11 points now. Rachel Shoemaker now 12.
Yep. She makes it. Also, they're going to pick up just a little token press, just maybe three-quarter court. Now they're going to come on the trap. Going to come big time on the trap. Back her all the way down the baseline.
And a timeout.
Timeout. So bailed her out on the fourth timeout taken here by Coach Pouncey. 30-second timeout.
Yeah, she was in reverse when we had a double team that was not trapping hard on her, which is letting them know that they were there, and they kept advancing and she kept retreating. And finally, Eric Pouncey said, "Whoa, this does not look good. Give me a timeout."
Well, she kind of did how she's coached, Prada did, is, you know, back up, step back out of that trap, you know, keep the dribble. And she did that, but like you said, we kept advancing till she was on the baseline, then she was in trouble. So, Scott with one timeout remaining for the second half. Same little press here. This time they get it to Price. Much better ball handler.
And
one pass and it's
side middle side, pretty press spring.
Yep. So, Prada has it out high. Looks like they're going to let her run point a little bit and try and free Price up maybe for a little more shots instead of trying to do everything. But instead, she goes up in 2 points.
Yes, good take.
Yeah, it was a very good take. All the way on the right side and put it up. 47-26 ball game. Lily breaks it, gets it across, gives it to Kylie, goes back to the left side, picks it up. Rachel. Lily wide open in front of our bench, 3-pointer in the air. Ooh, a little off. Rebound by Price. Rebound. Head up, looking to do something with it. And little shovel pass deflected, but right back to her hands. Then she's wide open for a three. Turns around and jacks
money.
It. 3 points. Noelle Price.
That was the Noelle Price adventure.
Yeah.
It ended up in hitting a 3-point goal.
Yep. Came right back in her hands. So Lily has it. Hadley free throw line. Turns up. Misses. Rebound stick back. No good by Smith. And she's fouled on the stick back attempt. She's
that was a good big man move there taken by Hadley Eviston from the left side.
Yes. Yeah, it was a good take. Just didn't fall. So Smith's going to get two. That's Avery Carl's third and the second of the third period. Free throw up. Good. Looked a little flat, but I went right in there. She'll get another one. Trying to get it back to that 20-point advantage with this one. And she does. So Price with the ball. Token pressure, trying to trap. Shoemaker and Smith on her. She does get it across. We slow her down, but she breaks through. We pull it back out. Same spot for the three-pointer again. That was a little short. Ball saved back in, and they're out of baseline. So we're also going to get possession of the ball. Shot looked good. Same exact spot. This one was just short. So Lily's got it. Coach Sam says go, and she goes.
Emphatically, he says go.
And she took off. So Haley, after getting pushed, came got the ball. Shoemaker head fake, kicks it out. Grayley Kramer, three-pointer.
Ooh.
Count it. 3 points, Grayley Kramer.
Good ball movement. Works into a high percentage three, and Kramer puts it in the book.
Scott breaks the press.
52 now to 29.
Prada has it. Smith on her. Again, looking for Price. Cut her all the way down through, looking to get it to her. They do down the corner. There she is. Back out this wing where she took the last 2 3-pointer. Made one, missed one. Dribble, stop, behind the back dribble. Free throw line, step back.
Yep.
That's pretty. 2 points. Noel Price on the step back, too.
She's very good.
Yep. She's a real deal. So Lily's got it, looking to get around the defense. Haley, elbow, and she did take an
ball
extra
ball start trail.
Yep. Took off from the free throw line. Little false start, and they call it. 5:25 to go. 52-31. Lady Stangs lead. Called inbound. Price comes and gets it in a hurry. Gets it across. Pulls it back out high. The volleyball line. Thought about it. Gets rid of it. Gives it to Carl. Carl almost throws it over half court, but Bartley comes and gets it. Back to Price. Still on her hand. Grayley on her. She gets around Grayley. Picked up by Rachel. Enos almost loses it. Here's a drive, reverse layup blocked by Parada. Out of bounds, and to stay with Scott. So kind of a slow motion play there on the reverse layup, but we block it out of bounds. So Scott's going to reset. Price to inbound. Gets to Carl. Carl to Prada. She almost loses it. Goes and picks it up. Smith on her. Gets around her. Drives down the lane. Long three-pointer in the air by Price. No good. Need a rebound. Ripped out of there by Urely. Gets to Kylie. Gets across. Coming hard behind. Left side up. And two points. Kylie Smith.
No contest. Used her body really well.
Here comes Price in a hurry. Head down. I believe that's going to be off us. He was going to the house in a hurry. It's like Cadence Charles going to check back in, replacing Bartlett. Ball's going to remain with Price. She's going to inbound it underneath Scott's basket. Still looking. Still looking. Ref's counting. Still looking. Gets it in. Ball up. Deflected a little bit by Haley. Grayley's got it over top to Kylie, and the ball's intercepted.
Yeah, that was kind of a hard luck pass. Smith was double teamed.
Yeah, that.
And the ball was right down. She would have had it caught it and cleared.
And she had a terrible angle, too.
Yep.
So, best thing happened, went out of bounds off Scott. We're going to inbound. Gets it into Kylie. Back to Lily. We're out high. Picks up her dribble. Dumped down to Hadley. Middle, turns, spins, nothing there. Barely thought about a three. She's going to drive, throws up a runner. Count it. Granny
yep.
Kramer, 2 points.
15 points now for the Brossard Jr.
Price brings it across. Rachel's going to take a turn on her.
And we're going to give him a different look here. We're going to go zone.
Pass down inside. Ball taken away by Rachel.
Follow.
You got Price on her. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Price. Good defense there by her.
Yep.
Sub in Chloe Berry into the ball game. First time for Kaylee Miller. For Scott. So Lily Myers inbound. Looking for her. Looking. Still looking. Bounce pass in. Taken away by Price.
It.
Yep. And we got her in a trap, but she gets out of it. Throws it up to Carl. Carl brings it across. Head down. Now she looks up. Gets rid of it. Price has it again out high. Directing traffic. Rachel on her. Got by the volleyball line. Looking to drive. Right into Lily. Lily, good defense. Somehow she threw it up and in. Two more. Noelle Price. 56-33 ball game. 3:18 to go. Cross her back on offense. There's a cutter. And Haley's going to get hit on the cut by Carl. That's her fourth.
17 points for Miss Noelle Price.
Bartlett back in. Carl back out with those four fouls. She's too big, she said. I read her lips. She's too big. All righty. We'll take that. Rachel's got it. Dribbles out high. Gives to Kylie. Comes and gets it. Dribbles hard to the left side.
Speed
up in. Counting, and she's fouled.
That's just athleticism personified.
Yes, it is.
Good explosion.
That's Price with a foul. That's her third. And the team's fourth.
Imposing her will.
Yep. Top the ball on the right, went to the left, up in, count it. Here's a free throw. And it's good.
All right, Smith only five in the first half.
It's like seven.
Seven here, 12 on the night.
Price has it, gets it out to Prada. Run the point.
59-33.
Backs it out.
26-point Brossard lead. Ooh,
almost a steal.
That.
Price, three-pounder in the air.
Got it. She's good.
Count it. She can play.
Give 20 her points now against Our Lady Stangs, and we know she's good.
Yep.
Keying on her. That's an accomplishment.
Haley's got it. Gets rid of it. Grayley on the drive. She gets tripped. And I think that's going to be against. It's going to be the fifth foul. 11, I believe. No. Let me see if they call that on. Yeah, there is no 11. 10. All right. That's her third. And that's going to send Grayley to the line for two. That is her fifth team foul of the period. 2:27 to go. So we'll shoot the rest of this period. First one for Grayley. Good. She's just got that fingertip shot, you know what I mean? And that's where you shoot it from, is your fingertips, not your whole palm or your hand. Just a Nice follow through. Count it.
Good arc. Good rotation.
Yep.
Puts it right in the middle. Two of a kind.
Yep. Just pretty. Scott back on offense. Prada has the ball. Smith on her. Trying to get around her and can't. Comes Charles on the drive. Good strong drive. Blocked by Hadley. Pulled out there by Kylie. She's going to pull it out. She's not. Up in. Left hand layup.
That is a patented move that we have seen over.
Yep.
And over and over from Kylie Smith.
Stop, go, take off.
Here, we may see it
there's
again.
There's another one from the right side. No, ball got deflected. So, body's on the floor. Scott comes out with it. Three on three. Little hop, jump, skip, off the window. No good. Rebound pulled out nowhere by Charles. Then Evanson's got it. They're going to call another foul on Price. That's going to be her fourth. Yeah, that's trouble for them. Haley had it. She was going 100 mile an hour with it, like we have all night. No problem. And Smith stepped in front of her. So it's going to send Haley to the line, try and get on the scoreboard. First time this half after that big 20-point first half. Spins it. One dribble, two dribble, three. Okay. Ooh, look pretty. Bounced out.
Wouldn't go.
We hold her Gadoli in. Lily Myers, and it looks like Lily's going for Haley after she takes this second shot. So she has it. She hits it. She's coming out. And little bounces in. So
good touch.
Yep. So 1-2 on that trip for Hadley. So we're going to take a break. Minute 42 to go. 64-36. Rostered advantage. Prada bringing across. Smith on her. Now picked up by Weholder. Weholder moving those feet. Prada looking. Gets it to Price. Price staying in that ball game with those four fouls. Not that they have a choice.
Yeah.
Stop behind the back. Three-pointer thrown up.
And
money.
She got that one, too.
Money.
Whoa.
Goodness gracious. Big quarter. 3-6-9.
Well, I came here tonight to be impressed by the Brown freshman.
Yeah.
Super freshman from Vegas, and I'm going home being super impressed with the Mighty Might, Noel Price from Scott Girls' team.
So he's from Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Explain to me how that happens.
His mother went to school here. Hmm. So I don't know how he found his way back in Northern Kentucky. What a good
ball
readout.
Taken away by Grayley. Ooh, good hustle. Almost looked pretty clean there on the block. They're going to call a foul on Charles. And Grayley's going to go to the line for two. Okay, so we had some ties here. So that's – I'll buy that. Not that it matters. But.
No, it sounds legitimate.
Yeah.
Now, where he'll end up beyond Scott in the future.
Right.
Who knows?
Right. First free throw. Good for Grayley. Leah Griss going to check back in the ball game after the second free throw. As long as it's a make. And it is. 2-2 for Grayley on that trip. She's going to come out 66-39 ball game.
19 points for Grayley Kramer.
Yep. Ross going to back up. Pick up half court. Price brings it across. Trying to do it all herself here. Thought about another long three, but pulled it out. Rachel was pretty close to her here. Gets rid of it. Going to cut through. Bartlett has it. Price comes and gets it again. He's thinking about it. Volleyball line. Caitlin Clark, no good. Rebound. Lucy Gadoli. All taken away by Scott. We're going to call it jump ball. I mean, that's not even the volleyball line. That's beyond the volleyball line towards half court. She misses that one. Possession arrows.
She might be getting tired.
She might. I'd say you're probably right. That's a long way. So Scott has it. Inbound under another basket. Price has it. Directs the traffic. Tries to get around Smith. Does not. But steps back with a little corner. Bounces in there. Two more. Noel Price.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Smith brings it across. 25 seconds to go. Looking for a screen. Avery. Ooh, and Kylie just lost her footing. I didn't think he was going to call a foul. She just kind of lost her footing there. No, they did call a foul. Pardon me. Foul's called on Charles. That's her fourth. We're in a bonus. So Kylie's going to shoot two. First one. is good. She'll get another. And it's back in the ball game, and Kinley Dumford in for the first time, I believe, tonight. Charles and Bartlett out. Kylie's got the ball, lining up her second one. It's up, and it's good.
16 points unofficially for Kylie Smith.
27-point lead here, 15 seconds to go, third period. Bryce has it. He's looking for one shot, 11-10-9. Gets around, step back, 3-point. Nope, still the ball in her hand, behind the back dribble. She's going to have to shoot it. Gives it up, long three in the air. No good, rebound by Scott, but it's after the buzzer. Miller with a long three-pointer, but a little short.
All right, that'll do it. Three quarters now in the books, and it's been Bishop Brossard from the get-go. We have led 27-13 at the quarter, 44-24 at the half, and here after three periods of play, the Brossard Lady Stangs looking to win our 21st game of the season, lead 68 now to 41. So a 17-point quarter by the Lady Eagles, most of them, 5, 7, 10, 15 of them from one Noel Price. On the other side of the ledger, a 24-point period for the girls in green. And we lead it here 68-41.
Scott did not attempt a free throw in that period. And Brosser, we were 11-12 from that. So that'll win you some ball games. And hope we hit them in the close games for sure. But yeah, 24-point quarter. What's Bryce got? 3, 9. 25 so far on the night with a period of play. But she does have those four fouls.
21 of 25 we are from the free throw line. That's unofficial.
That's
a lot. That's a bunch.
That's right. Through three periods, that's what I got, too.
All right, here we go. The final 8 minutes before Owensboro.
Brosser's going to have it on offense.
Brosser trying
Kelly
to.
Turns, goes. She's getting fat on the way to the house, so
she does that little skip thing. I'd have to take a look at that.
13, and that's her first.
The thing I don't like about it is it's north and south, and it's not up.
Yeah.
You know, and shoot. At any rate, she draws a foul, goes to the line to shoot two. Bingo.
She's kind of protecting the ball, you know, strongly using her inside shoulder to protect it, and it's worked pretty efficiently for her.
Double figures, 10 points now, Hadley Evanston. Little strong.
No, Hadley's got 22 on the night.
22, okay, I'm sorry.
And now she's got 24.
There we go.
Tugging away, back to the basket. Two more, Hadley Evanston. 71-41, 30-point advantage, 7:38 to go. Price has it, brings it across. Smith on her. Gives it up. Three-pointer in the air. Looks good. Bounces around. Evanston with a rebound. Ball on the floor. She's going to the house. She can't be stopped. Up and in, and she's fouled.
Yeah, great take.
Fouls on number one, Kaylee Miller, her first.
One of the things that we see over and over and over again from this team is that Kaylee Kramer, Rachel Shoemaker, Hadley Evanston, certainly Kylie Smith and Lily Moore, when they rebound, they go.
That's right.
They're not looking to outlet it to a guard.
No.
You know, they are the guard, and they just take off.
Yeah, that's what
create
I was, you know,
on the move.
Saying earlier, they get it and go. They ain't worried about the outlet pass. They're all guards when it comes to that.
Right. But that's what makes you a really good basketball team.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. So up in 2 points, Molly Parada.
Parada won't go away.
74-43 ball game. Just under 7 minutes. Cadooley has it. Pass inside to have Evanston. Turns. Gets cut off. Malia a little. She got a running start on that one. So she was going to the house. I like the idea. She was going, but it looks like a roadrunner.
Forgot one of the requirements there.
Looks like the roadrunner.
You got to put the ball on the deck. All right.
Got back
getting
on
slap offense. Happy here in Taylor Mill. Second varsity game of two, and the boys won earlier tonight.
Ooh,
good win
off
for the guys who Now only have Calvary Christian standing between themselves and the...
Get in there. There's Maria Malia for a three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Weholder. Cadoli has it. Back into Evison. Looking to drive. Cut off. Still spinning. Up. No good. From the left side. Rebound by Price. Here she comes. Head up to the house. Splits through. Up in.
And gets it.
Shot. He's pretty good.
Pitches it up underhand, and it finds its mark. And she's played this game. This isn't her first rodeo.
No. Scott in a hurry. They got it. Gets around Smith. Smith actually cuts her off. She's still trying. Three-pointer in the air. Bounces off the back of the rim. Ball tipped around. Weholder out to Evison. Here she comes. One-on-one break. Miller back. Left side. Up in. Two more. Hadley Evison.
Makes it look easy.
Sure does. Comes Rachel Shoemaker back to the table. And Grayley back to the table. Boy, that's a quick move there by... They're going to call that. Yeah, you got to count that, even if it was on the floor. So, I'm going to call that foul on Weholder.
Yeah, it changes speed, Nick.
Yeah.
Just a...
And a crossover to end it.
A blast to the hoop by Price.
So two more for Price. She's going to get a free throw. 76-47 ball game. Price, one dribble. Right-hander up. Oh, in and out. Fight for the rebound. Pulled down by Scott. Still dribble. Nice job by Prada. She kept the ball. Dribbled around a couple of Lady Stangs and put it in the basket. So 76-49 ball game. 5:22 to go. Grayley on the drive.
Here she comes.
There's up. A little underhand. No good. Rebound pulled down by Scott. Here comes Carl. She's in a hurry. 2-on-1 break. She does pull it out. Price has it. Volleyball line. Right
wow,
on the volleyball
way
line.
Out.
Unbelievable.
That was
why she wears 22.
Yes, there we go.
Wow, that was unreal.
That was Corey Pelley-esque.
Yep.
So Corey Pelley, the standard by which we measure all.
Here comes Grayley. Get in there.
Threes.
Grayley gets fouled on the way to the basket by 10. Prada, that's her fourth. And the team's 75th of the period, seems like. Grayley's going to shoot two free throws.
PA announcer here, still enthusiastic. And
first one good by Grayley. Morgan Bartlett back in the ballgame, replacing Dunford. Grayley, one more. Ball on her hip for a second. Up in. Pretty looking shot as usual for Grayley. 2-of-2 on that trip. 4:50 to go. 78-52 ball game. Long pass underneath and a little bit too long. Down to the Scott cheerleaders. And out of bounds. Ross are going to take over.
Unofficially, I got 21 for Grayley Kramer. I could have missed some.
I got 22, I think, as well. Okay. Whatever. We're close. Weholder throws it up. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by Prada. Gets through all the way to the house. Dribbles off her foot. Regains possession. Step back three. Little short. Rebound. Stick back. 15. Morgan Bartlett. 2 points.
Yep, good job by Morgan Bartlett.
Weholder brings it across. Looking to drive. Cut off. Kicks out Cadoli. Just needs to look for that shot. Gets rid of it. Gets to Grayley. Grayley's going to dribble out high. Price on her. Just over 4 minutes to go. 78-54 ball game. Rachel with the elbow. Kicks it out. There's Lucy for the three. Get in there, ball. Oh, yeah.
She
three
did.
For Lucy Cadoli. Nice job. A little inside-out action. Comes Price in a hurry. Step back. Still has it. Kicks it over to Prada.
Brossard's seventh lady to score here today.
Here comes a couple subs to the Brossard bench. We'll get them when they come in. Coming to the scores table. Price has it. We hold her on her. Price looking to drive. Behind the back. Step back. Throws up a three. Off. Looking for a rebound by Scott. They get it. But it's deflected by Malia.
Here she comes.
They're going to call it up and throws it up. Now he's going to call the block.
Yep.
That's a late call. So Malia's going to go to the line for two.
This is a chance to be number 8.
Fouls on Carl. And that's going to be her fifth. So her night's going to be over. Malia Rissick. Chance to get in the book tonight. And And Chloe Berry going to check in the ball game, as well as Jaylee Renneke and Maggie Cliff. Rachel Shoemaker to the bench. And Grayley Kramer to the bench. So, kind of like you said, Shobbs, get these girls, these other girls some time and get the varsity girls out of here unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
And Malia hits the first one. She's going to get another. 82-54 ball game, 3:20 to go. Second one in the air, bounces in from Malia. 2-2 on that trip. We are 5-5 from this period. Price has it. Behind the back, looking to drive, up, left-handed layup, through traffic, count it, two more.
She's still scoring.
Noel Price. Wehorter, bringing it across. Little dump down to Renneke, turn, get in there, ball does, nice job. Jaylee Renneke for two.
Now nine scorers.
Here comes Price, and she gets fouled, shoots it off the bottom of the backboard, but she's going to go to the line. And it's going to be Maggie Cliff with her first foul. And that's second of the period. No, first of the period. Second. It is the second. Doesn't matter. 85.
I got Price for 34. That's a lot.
There's one more. Let me see what I got. I'm running out of room for her. I know that. Let me get these subs here for us.
Mm-hmm.
Kinsey Moeller. We did this last time.
40. Oh. She's the girl from St. Phillips.
No. Oh, it's Allie Cooper.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Allie. I didn't see her face. Sure, I know Allie. Okay. So, who we got in the ball game here? Looks like we got Harper Evanston sitting here checking. So, Harper, Maggie Cliff, Jelly Renneke, Allie Cooper, and Mackenzie Moeller. 85-58 ball game. Did she hit that second free throw?
She did, yes.
Okay. No good. Rebound. Stick back. Ball sits on the rim. Finally comes off. Pulled down by Barry.
Scott's still working hard.
Still working hard. Price is out of the ball game. They got subs in now. Chloe Barry on the drive. Step through. Nice job. Just didn't hit the backboard. Pulled out of there by Jaylee. And she gets clobbered. Blow a whistle.
Blow the whistle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they do. Of course, it's a jump ball. Scott possession.
2:17 to play in this one. I think we've made our point here tonight in Taylor Mill. We are the superior entity. 85-58 now with 2:15 to play.
Three-pointer a little short. Rebound over to the other side. No good. Another rebound. Up. That's pulled out of there by Harper Evanston. She's going to bring it up. Gives it to Allie Cooper. Allie looking to drive. Good crossover.
There's
little
your
drive.
Girl.
Get off the window. Nope. Little long. Ball fought for, but out of bounds off of Rossert. And Lee Davis going to check in the ball game for Jaylee Reineke. Minute 56 to go. We're under 2 minutes. 85-58 ball game. Sophia Johnson to the table. Along with another one you don't have a number of.
Hey, Harper. Only got so many slots.
I'm teasing. Get in there, Harper. Looking for a rebound. Lee Davis has it. Kicks it out to Moeller. Ball's taken away from behind.
Stripped
by Dumford up. And in. 2 points.
Good job by Kinley Dumford.
Minute 19 to go. Cooper has it. Here's the Moeller. Oh, almost lose it. We're going to call a foul. A little too rough there by Dumford. She wanted another steal but didn't get it. So that's going to be her first foul. Going to send Allie Cooper to the line. So we got Sophia Johnson in the ball game and 23. She's not. Lindsay Getz. There, we got it. And she'll check in for Allie on the free throw. And it's no good on the first one. Second one bounces in. It's good. So 1-2 on that trip for Allie. Okay. Minute 13 to go. Scott's going to walk it up. 86-60 ball game. Moeller on the ball, moving her feet. Turn her right. Enos with a drive, ball stolen away there by Johnson. Here comes Moeller, running the point, under a minute. Nice crossover dribble, keeps the ball, gets has it. Back to Evanston. Evanston looking to drive, throws it up on the run, off the window, no good. Need a rebound, and Scott pulls it down. Dumford with the rebound. 38 seconds to go. Scott looking for somebody to shoot it. Dump it down low.
Good pass.
Yeah, it was a good pass. We got a foul, so that's going to send Charles to the line. Fouls on Sophia Johnson. Her first. Our third. And Kevin Charles going to get two. First one in the air. Bounces around and in. Her first point of the ball game. We'll get one more. And it's also good. 2-2. 27 seconds to go. Kinsey Moeller brings it across. Gives the Harper Evanston. A little good. High-low there, but Davis. No good on the attempt. Gets with a rebound and a stick-back attempt, and it's knocked out of bounds. So we're going to keep possession. 16.3 to go. Moeller to inbound. 86-62, Brossard advantage. Needs some movement. Got to move, Green. They get it in. Harper has it. Going to dribble out high. Dribble around left side. She's cut off. 12 seconds. Gives it up. Two-point attempt. Bounces off. No good by Johnson. Scott with a rebound. Looking to run. Their layup attempt. And it's good.
And listen for the
Gidley dumper.
And there is your ball game. Final score. The green-clad Brossard Lady Stangs improved to 21 wins and a single loss. Win 86-64 over the District 37 opponent, Scott Lady Eagles, here in Taylor Mill tonight. Let's take a break. Let's hear a spot for Brossard Academics. We'll be back to wrap it up from Taylor Mill.
Why wouldn't you want to be a Brossard Mustang? Brossard High is a proud National Blue Ribbon School of Excellence with a teacher-student ratio of 12 to 1. Come realize your full academic potential at Brossard High School. The class of 24 earned a composite 23.2 ACT, with the top 20% scoring a whopping 31. 18 students are National Honor Society members, and 4 were governors. Scholars. 85% of our 2024 graduates received academic scholarships amounting to $6.5 million. Brossard High School is an investment in your future. We are a bright, modern, happy facility where there is an activity for everyone, with 13 clubs and organizations ranging from drama, drug-free, to Vex Robotics. Our graduates presently attend 42 colleges or universities, including Bellarmine, Center, Clemson, Florida State, The Ohio State University, Rose-Hulman Institute, UC, the University of Dayton, UK, U of L, and Xavier, to just name a few. Here at Brossard, we also offer an academic enhancement program for those diagnosed with a learning disability. With the state-of-the-art Munninghaw Family Theater at our disposal, we excel in instrumental music, digital media, music, vocal ministry, theater and art. Our athletes will enjoy the amenities of our brand new state-of-the-art baseball and softball complex taxes in the spring. Our students contribute over 12,000 hours of service to local charitable and nonprofit organizations. Millions of dollars have been raised in support of our various scholarships and endowment funds as a result of the generous donations of hundreds of Brossard families, alumni, and friends. Discover the opportunities that await you at Brossard High School and build a solid foundation for your academic next level for the rest of your life.
Totals. Go ahead.
Back here, Scott High School, we're on final 86-64 tonight on a game, as Chauvel said a couple times, kind of came easy tonight. Big night for a couple of our girls here. Let's run down the scoring here in no particular order here. I'll go from top to bottom. Lily Myers with two, Lucy Gadulli with three, Malia Grisick with two, Kylie Smith 16. I have Haley Evison for 28. Roger has our scorebook header for 29. So
okay, regardless, I had her for 27. Okay. So somewhere in there.
Somewhere. Big night. 20 points in the first half for her. So Rachel Shoemaker, 6. Avery Reholder, 3. Allie Cooper, 1. Jaylee Renneke with 2. And Grayley Kramer with a big night, 22 for a total of 86. We were 27 to 32 from the line. Shop, that's going to win you some ball games.
Yeah, sure 27 will.
27 to 32. For the Scott Lady Eagles, again, no particular order. Molly Prada with 15. Kinley Dumpert with 4. Cadence Charles checked in with 2. Morgan Bartlett with 5 on the night. Ava Carr with 2. And the big, big, big night for Noelle Price, the sophomore, 36 points.
She was impressive. She was very impressive. She could do it all. She handled the ball. She's low to the ground. She doesn't turn it over. She can split defenders, and she's got great touch. And then if they decide that we're going to collapse on her or somebody else, they kick it out and she'll hit a three.
Yep.
As she had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 3-point goals tonight. You know, that's 15 points. That's almost half of your 36. I was very impressed with her. And Molly Parada, not as smooth, not as athletic, but still as determined, strong, willed herself into a 15-point performance
yep.
tonight. So impressed with her as well. So until we bait them up, throw them out again, bright and early on Sunday morning in Owensboro. 21-1 is not shabby in a good trip over the track tonight.
Yep.
As we will see them again, Campbell County, the consensus number one seed in the 37th district in Brossard, and the Lady Eagles will slug it out for the remaining berth in the 10th region tournament.
Yep, let's go to Owensboro and bring back a couple W's.
Boy, that'd be sweet.
Good luck to you and the girls. I'm not making a trip, but we'll be listening, so let's get some couple victories.
Okay, that'll do it. So, until then, great day to be a Mustang and a Lady Stang. Last night, the boys' freshman JVs came in. Freshman won 45-22. The JVs put 72 on the board, beat them 72-55. And then here today, the Big Mustangs win their second district seeding contest, something like 82-75.
Yep.
And then the girls tonight, 86-64. So a really, really good 2-day stay here in Taylor Mill. Good night, everybody, from Eagles Gym at Scott High School in Taylor Mill. Yeah.